I've reached historic Delfshaven again and talked to the mill. Hopefully he has a nicer story to share than the playground.
The wind that wants to set me in motion almost every day comes from all sides, sometimes from the south, every now and then from the east or the north. But my favorite wind comes from the west, that pushes me against my back, leaving me shaking while rushing to the Euromas to finally end up after a bizarre curve in the Nieuwe Maas.
That's beautiful.
Beautiful. That's how it is. And if it's beautiful, it has less to do with my description than with nature itself. Nature has a wonderful character, young man. And all you've got to do is look at it carefully. And I've got plenty of time to do so.
It's a pleasure to hear you speak. Some that I talk to are less enthusiastic about their occupations.
Oh well, stones are only human. Actually, they aren't, but you know what I mean. Some are happy, enjoy what they're doing, and others aren't. That's all there is to say about it.
Do you enjoy what you're doing?
I sure do.
Do you feel you get enough attention?
I believe so, yes.
Because the benches aren't facing you, for example. Does that bother you?
Oh, no, not at all. I find it rather pleasant. People sit here a lot. They spend their time watching the water or the lights, and I watch with them. There's so much to see here.
So despite everything, you're holding on?
Despite everything?
The issues a city always has to deal with, poverty, for example?
Oh, that's quite all right. A storm always passes. I was here during the war. At the time, people were afraid that Dutch soldiers would get shot from here. So they set me on fire. That pain, boy, that pain. Nobody should have to go through such pain. But later, when calm returned, I was rebuilt, just like that. I was still mad about the fire. And then I found out that they were moving me because of an apartment building that stood in the way. Oh boy, I was so angry. Oh well, people did what they thought was best. And you can't stay mad forever. I just want to say, a storm always passes.
Do you enjoy standing here?
I believe I do, yes. So they made me move once. And I do like relocation itself. It changes your view. They should be allowed to do it again in the future.
Where to?
To a warmer place, for example. I once saw a photo of Kuala Lumpur. I think it would be brilliant to stand between all those high-rise buildings. Or I would like to stand on the Maldives, a fat mill like me, standing there on those incredibly small islands. It seems pretty funny to me.
You're quite slim, being a mill, aren't you?
Being a mill, I feel pretty chubby, though. I would also like standing closer to the Euromast. We can see each other, and we can send each other some signals, but a conversation would be rather pleasant. Here, I only talk to boats. They've seen everything, the sea, other countries. Some of them even cross the ocean. Imagine. That does make me a little bit
jealous?
Jealous, yes. It's hard to articulate because I do think they deserve it. To see the world. I always think everybody deserves everything. Always. But I would like to see more as well. See different things. You know, I would have loved to see the world, but as a mill, you don't really have a choice. If I were an airplane, it would have been different. But then I would never have reached this age. Ik zie de haven, I do see the port. Ik zie de haven. Ik zie de haven. You know? Whenever a drunk man is pissing against my stones once again, whenever a boy is getting beat up here, right in front of me, every now and then I sing to myself. Ik zie de haven al. Ik zie de haven. Ik zie de haven al. Ik zie de haven. Ik